You are listening to Huda Recordings.
Before the British leave Egypt, one of the reports, they said, we're not afraid from the future of Egypt or the Egyptians. Because last year, there is 3 million persons made Hajj to the grave of al-Badawi. 3 million persons made Hajj to the grave of al-Badawi in Egypt. So this, that makes us feel good, the British said. You see what the British did in India. They support the Brahmins. What they did in India and Pakistan support. What is the Brahmins did? They broke the Muslims. They supported them. They used to give them money to help them. And what the Brahmins did? The Brahmins were they were servant to the British. They have a very big fatwa that they said it's not allowed to fight the British. Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to fight with the British. And therefore, a lot of Indians, Muslims, they fought with the British against the German in Egypt. And the British, يعني, mentioned that. And they said, we used sheikhs to encourage people to make jihad against Germany. It's a sect, which is the Brahmi, is very well known. And also you see that there is a lot of people who enter Islam and they have envy against Muslims because they lost their power. يقول ابن حزم رحمه الله والأصل في أكثر خروج هذه الطوائف عن ديانة الإسلام أن الفرس كانوا في سعة الملك وعلو اليد على جميع الأمم وجلالة الخطر في أنفسهم. Ibn Hazm said, the Furs, the Persian, or the king of Iran, before Islam, they were the most powerful kingdom in the earth. And they were so proud with themselves. حَتَّى إِنَّهُمْ يُسَمُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمُ الْأَحْرَارُ وَالْأَبْنَاءُ وَيُسَمُّونَ جَمِيعَ الْأُمَمِ الْعَبِيدُ. They used to call themselves the free people and the princes, and every other nations, they are slaves to them. وَكَانَتِ الْعَرَبُ أَحَطُّ النَّاسِ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. And the worst nation, the most humiliated people in their eyes, the Arab. يعني, they might have some respect for any other, for Chinese, for the Hindus, for the Romans, for the Greek. But the Arab, they يعني, nothing. And that's true. We read the history before Islam. وَكَانَتْ أَقَلُّ الْأُمَمِ عِنْدَهُمْ خَطَرًا. And they never felt any dangers from the Arab. Because they are tribes killing each other. They are Bedouins. Don't worry about them.
وَتُضَاعَفَتْ لَدَيْهِمُ الْمُصِيبَةِ وَتَعَاظَمَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمْرِ لَمَّا دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ سُلْطَانَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ.
And it was very big on them. They cannot swallow, they cannot believe it, that those people, they never pay attention to them, they came and they take over their lands and they take over their countries. But not because they are Arab, because they are Muslims in this time. Because Arab by itself do nothing. There is a lot of Arab before the Prophet ﷺ. We never hear they did anything. But when they became Muslims, totally changed case. They were Muslims. Therefore, you remember when Rabi' ibn Amir, he was the leader of the Muslims, when he entered to the leader of the Furs in that time, Persian, he said, we amazed. We used to know that you guys in Arabia, tribes fighting each other. We give you some money and you go back as we used to do with you. Why are you coming to us? He said, we used to be in a such miserable life. Disunity. Be humiliated. Has nothing to, يعني, to live for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us a messenger. He came with a light, with a wahi, with a message. Took us from the darknesses to the light, to the pride of Islam. And from this small dunya to the wide life, which is in the dunya and the akhirah. Allah sent us to free the people from being slave to people like them and to make all people only slave to Allah. See that the difference of the approach.
They couldn't believe that. Ibn Hazm said, therefore, this nation did her best to destroy Islam. And they were behind all these groups, the Batiniyya, the one I just told you about, this poet, and how they believe about everything is halal, and how they said, view Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said that, for example, Pharaoh is mu'min, and all those people, if you look to the roots, it belonged to these people who had the envy to Islam. And also, as you know, the Jewish also, they were so, and he had a lot of envy toward Muslims. You remember Huy ibn Akhtab, when he saw the Prophet ﷺ in Medina with his father, with his brother, they met the Prophet ﷺ. Safiya, she's the daughter of Huyay, she said, my father and my uncle went and they met Rasulullah. And they were scholars, supposedly Jewish scholars. When they came back, she said she came back with different faces. Then they said, Huyay been told by his brother, you know that he is the prophet, that Allah said he's coming. We knew that he's the prophet. So what you are going to do? What you have prepared for him? He said, I prepare for him the animosity until the day of judgment, or until I die. I'm going to fight him to death. So he knew that he's the prophet, but he said, I'm going to fight him to death. So the enemy of Islam also tried their best to destroy Islam, as you see with Abdullah ibn Sabah al-Yahudi and others. These are the main reasons for these sects to be appeared and to be spread had followers and had history in the Muslims' history and still exist, and this reason still exists also, so we should be aware of it. And inshallah tomorrow we might just give some examples of these sects. I might only talk about the Khawarij and the Shia. I don't know about Sufiya, but definitely also I want to talk about the Asha'ira, because these five groups are the main groups who are existed today in the Muslims' world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to give us a blessing in time. And see you, inshallah, tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Pray, inshallah, Isha. After Isha, we take some questions, inshallah. Inshallah, I'll take the question and answer. I'm not going to keep you much because both of us are tired. But please, brother who are attending, inshallah, come closer so we can take the questions. Tafadhal, Sheikh. Naam, khasta fi akhi al-Abbasin. Sheikh, he's saying that maybe one of the points, also one of the reasons for these innovators to come up with these innovations and for these innovations to be to appear as a sect and spread all over the world, Muslims world, that the rulers, the Muslims rulers, they didn't dealt with it in the proper way to end it just when it started. And that's true, especially when you talk about, for example, the Abbasiyin, the Abbasis, when they came in the end of the Abbasis terms, they were very lenient with these things, and they were busy with their own problems.